Shah Ennur in downtown Kabul is usually crowded with shoppers. But as the economy is tanking, crowds are thinning, and businesses in the major commercial district are shutting down or closing early. The foreign reserves that could rescue Afghanistan is sitting in a bank 11,000 kilometers away in the US. But President Joe Biden is only releasing half of the funds to Afghanistan. The rest is to be shared out among victims of 9/11 in the US, as well as other attack victims.
The $3.5 billion belongs to Afghanistan and the people. And if the U.S. is paying this amount to those who lost their lives in the 9/11 attacks, then the U.S. should pay compensation for the 20-year war and the people who died in Afghanistan.
Kabul is a city under pressure. Many can barely afford to eat.
Most of us sleep with empty stomachs because we don't have jobs to find money and feed our families. Like before in Shah Ennur, someone was distributing bread to the poor, and there were hundreds of poor and starving people fighting over one piece of bread. And I was thinking, it's better to die than being disrespected this much.
Extreme hunger is nationwide. It's estimated more than half of the 39 million Afghans are suffering. The UN says the Afghan economy is in freefall, and so are its people. The US says it will use the release funds to buy much-needed aid, but not via the Taliban, which it doesn't recognize as the legitimate government. Taliban leaders say it's not America's money to give away.
The people of Afghanistan want their rights. The funds that are blocked in the U.S. belong to the Afghans, and it's their rights to take them. The decisions made about these funds should be made by us, the Islamic Emirate.
Others have displayed their anger at Biden's decision on the streets of the capital. But however they express themselves, most here say the money belongs to Afghanistan, and they desperately need it. Laura Burton-Manley, Al Jazeera.